We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today from Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here in our New York studio with my good friend now, Matt. I'm getting to know so much more about you. Matt Geldert from True Light Electric. And last time we were together, Matt, you were just talking to all of us about the challenges that we're all going to face, challenges, and how are we going to respond to them. And I really appreciated how you shared that you took the test to get the license and you failed. So you found a new path, go to school, brush up on it, and try again. And how, with the help of the Lord, giving God all the credit, you were able to get your master's electrician's license, which is great. I know people that are listening that may feel stuck in the place where they are or afraid. They have opportunities, but they're afraid. And your courage is a real inspiration to us. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
We've been talking about what it's like to be a Christian in the workplace, in the marketplace. And in between here, you're just sharing a little bit about sometimes when I'm going to use the word betrayal. You know, a coworker betrays you, a boss betrays you, a manager betrays you. It's something that you deal with when you're with people, a lot of different people all the time, with a lot of different mindset. And even as we were sharing how sometimes people come, I almost want to say under the guise of Christian, you know, where you think, that's what the Lord said to us so many years ago. He said to Ed and myself, when someone calls themselves a Christian, don't think it means what it means to you. Because we automatically think, well, they've got the heart I've got. They've got the desire I've got. They, you know, you just think that. But it's not always true. Just as I guess there was in Jesus' day, people who were sincere sincere seekers. And there were others that were self-serving or, you know, just more easily tempted. So for so many people that do have to cope, you know, we've prayed for people that have been bullied at work. I'll never forget one lady. They sat in rows in doing kind of some kind of computer work. And the ones behind her used to just reach out and tug at her hair. And they were all against her for whatever reason. They all ganged up against her. She was getting nervous twitches. She was, you know, getting to a place that she was breaking down underneath that. So many times we've prayed for people, they've gotten new jobs or someone's been removed from the workplace. I mean, so many times, someone I think that just was testifying on the podcast not that long ago, maybe a couple months back, where they had a big problem employee. This is from the other, from management side, a big problem employee. And through prayer, that person was just removed. You know, it's amazing what God can do. But what you'd shared with me that really touched me was the need to keep our hearts soft, how difficult that is, and the need to keep our hearts soft and forgiving. So what's it been like for you, Matt, in that arena, people that you've faced or people you've had to deal with or that betrayal that many times people face? I know a lot of people who are listening today, they're walking in that place today. What would you say today about your experience?
You know, life is challenging. We're going to encounter people daily that are going to test us and try us, our patience, our tolerance. But, you know, in the end, what helps me when I come into a situation like that is to remain calm. Stop, focus, pray, you know, Lord, What am I doing here? Why am I here, Lord?
Mm.
You know, the last time I was here, Lord, I said, remind me never to do this again. But here I find myself in this same situation again.
Mm.
And I used to think because I was chasing the dollar, you know, and that was my mind. It's like, well, I don't need this job. This person frustrates me. Why am I doing this?
Mm.
But maybe it was something greater than that. Maybe I was there to help them through a situation.
Mm.
And I find that that's happened before. And one of the things, it's tough, like when I'm on a job site, I can't stop what I'm doing and start preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying me by the hour. You're paying me by the job. If you want me to get the job done, I will gladly stop and talk to you about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why a lot of times I'll wear shirts.
T-shirts.
You know, T-shirts. Messages. I'm always wearing a T-shirt.
I see that armor of God.
You know, I have T-shirts for every day. Mm-hmm. And I'll wear one. And then just, you know, sometimes in the morning, like, all right, what shirt should I wear today? All right, whatever. I'll just grab one. Mm-hmm. And it'll be something that somebody sees. And that's happened quite a few times, actually. Mm-hmm. People just come up and they'll ask me a question. Maybe I'm listening to, Christian music.
Yes.
You know, people hear the music and they'll ask me questions like, oh, what are you listening to there, you know? And that gives me a way to communicate.
You know, I appreciate your three steps.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, stop.
Mm.
That's such a good teaching for all of us. How often we let our minds roll on or the emotions rise up, and just having that space, stop and give yourself space.
Breathe.
So notice when there's an emotional overload. Mm-hmm. Notice when there's a rising up of something you don't want to rise up. I think we call it the spirit of self-control.
Yes,
fruit of the spirit.
Yep.
So again, cultivating the fruit of the spirit, which
absolutely.
Is self-control.
Absolutely.
So noticing our emotions, noticing where our thoughts are going, and then just stopping that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, focus, or I could even say refocus.
Yep. And then what's the first thing that happens when we get frustrated? For me, my heart starts pumping, right? And right there, you start feeling that blood flowing and your mind starts saying, okay, now I'm thinking of something to say. You know, I used to be one who would just quick respond, outburst. Anger would take over right away. And now I find myself when I get frustrated like that, I just, like I said, I stop, I breathe, and I pray. Mm-hmm. Lord, please just... I've got myself into a situation here, Father. I could really use your assistance. Help me figure this out because I have other places I have to be. Like sometimes if I'm on a service call and in my mind I said, oh, that should be a 20-minute service call. That should be an hour. I time things. I have to be here at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
So this service call has to go from 10 to 11. I got a half-hour drive. Next thing you know, I'm at the service call and it starts going haywire.
Right.
Now I'm like, oh, now I need to start calling other people to start pushing back schedules. And in the end, my time management skills start coming into effect. Now, a job that should have been done one day, now I have to go back the next day.
Right.
The frustration can be there.
Yes, the time pressure that we live under.
Absolutely.
In this
and
culture.
Absolutely. And I've been in situations where I had to pray and I said, Lord, I need to figure out what I can do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know more than I know. Help me with this situation.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And every time, I guess, through life, God gives us different strategies to cope in those situations. And recently, the strategy that God has given to my husband and myself is when a situation comes up, to more or less look over the shoulder of that situation and see Jesus there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you see Jesus, as you say, refocus, it's the same thing, only sounds a little different, you know, different ways we implement the exact same thing you're talking about, how we pray. That's a sort of prayer, visualizing Jesus there, as you say, refocus. And, you know, we start to move, like we talk a lot, Matt, about the flesh, you know, the old man or the Adamic nature, whatever you want to call it, and the spirit man, the renewed spirit. And we talk a lot about moving out of our spirit or moving out of the flesh. Mm-hmm. And I think just what you're saying, when you refocus, when you pray, it gives the supremacy to the spirit. Absolutely. Instead of acting out of our flesh. Mm. That's, or, you know, out of our fallen nature, mm-hmm. you know, however you want to put it. And I think that's such a good strategy, first of all, to stop, to say, hey, God's giving me a spirit of self-control. God's given to me authority. Mm. I'm not vulnerable here. Mm-hmm. I'm not in danger. Mm-hmm. I don't have to defend.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And then from there, however your prayer, however you are called individually as you're listening to pray. For me, I'm just offering another strategy, another type of prayer of visualizing Jesus there, the situation.
Yeah.
And how is Jesus leading me? Mm-hmm. Which is something you could also get through that prayer, you know, that interior prayer, however you manage it. The important thing is to realize Jesus is there and to seek the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit as to how to proceed. Mm-hmm. And that, the yield, I want to say, is spiritual growth.
Absolutely.
Which is what we're all looking for.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when you say, oh, Lord, I want to grow, but a lot of times people want to be just sitting at a lakeside with a beautiful sky and the beautiful flowers and the trees, and they want to grow there. But the reality is we grow just what you're talking about in situations that just come at us unexpectedly. How are we reacting?
Yep.
And I hear you saying there was a time when you would have reacted a lot differently. So I hear the spiritual growth.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask you to pray for someone else who's listening. Someone who's listening today and they're like, wow, I face different kinds of situations during my daytime hours and even in the evening with the family. And I am quick-tempered, which is what you shared with us, Matt.
Yes, yep.
And I want to see the change in my life that Matt has been talking about. So would you pray for anyone who's listening, who's in that situation today, Matt, please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all your blessings, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you that our lights can shine in the world of darkness here, Lord. We know, we know the struggles that we face daily. We face struggles, Lord. And there's people out there that are still wandering out in that darkness, Father. And, I'm just lifting them up right now. And if you find yourself out there and you're in a situation where you feel like there's no end, there's no light, there's... And you're ready to throw your arms up in the air or yell out loud and, blow up, we used to call it. And, just stop. Like I said, stop, breathe, and pray. You know, Heavenly Father, can you please show me a way out of this situation that I've found myself in? Mm-hmm. And, sometimes we will go back to that situation, and not saying that all the time, you're always going to be in that situation. But a lot of times we can find ourselves in a repeated position like that.
Yes.
And we say, why didn't I learn from the last time? And so, Lord, I'm just praying for those that are out there who find themselves in this situation, Lord, that you just bring some clarity to that. Lift them up. Let them know that everything's going to be okay, because nothing is life-threatening like that. You know, there's always tomorrow. There's always an hour. I always say when I'm on a job site, I said, oh, man, I can't wait for the next hour, because then I know I'll be done with this, what's in front of me, because he's going to get me through this.
Amen.
You know, and I said, all right, I'm looking forward to this. So, I'd encourage you out there, whenever you find yourself in a situation, pray. That's the best advice I can say, is pray.
That's great advice, Matt. Thank you so much. I'm Annette Eckhart here today with Matt Geldert from True Light Electric, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace, or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.